This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-WHEEL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Do we have Fred? Do we have Frank?
I love it. Hold on. This America. Land that I love.
All right. That's what you get for playing with wires before the show starts. What do you think of that, huh? I like it. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 85. See, you come back from the weekend after touching stuff, right, and nothing looks the same. I'm in here every day, but nothing looks the same. Anyway, I'm Joe, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Dr. Alveda King is going to join me at the bottom of the hour. I'm pretty excited about it. She's written a piece recently about how POTUS is diverting money, not cutting money, but diverting money to save lives and not to end them anymore. So she's going to talk a little bit about how POTUS has decided not to spend all that money with Planned Parenthood, send money down to Mexico to help. I mean, really, seriously, when do we start sending money all over the country to help kill the unborn? How does that work? And then the Dems try to justify that? Are they serious? Kimberly Moran is going to join me in the second hour. We're going to talk a little bit about, again, what's going on around the country, in the New England area especially. And now we're hearing, you know, our hearts and prayers go out to those in the UK that were caught up in a terrorist attack. Now, I know that, I love this. It's not a terrorist attack, but they're going to investigate it as a terrorist attack because there was a bomb that went off at the end of the concert. I mean, oh, come on. 19 people are dead, 50 are hurt. At this count. And so our prayers and our hearts go out to those people, go out to. My understanding is that the parents, the way this particular venue is, the parents were getting ready to pick up their kids to put them, you know, bring them on a train. So the train comes right into the arena or near the arena, close enough. So the parents took that train in, and that's where the bomb went off. It went off in the area where the parents were waiting or near to it. So, again, our hearts and prayers go out to them. I don't, usually on the show, I don't talk much about these things as they're unfolding. Because you got too many stories going on all over the place. And I don't need anybody else picking on me to tell me, you know, that I'm spreading fake news or whatever. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be involved in the conversation. And I love it when you're involved in the conversation. Makes me feel better. At least it makes me know you're listening. If you want to go to Facebook, we're live on Facebook and live, what do you call it, the feed that you can discuss with each other. The website, therealside.com, you can do all kinds of stuff there. You can talk to each other there as well. You know, smarter people than I are in that chat room, I'm telling you, no kidding. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping, White Guy, what a Gumby's going to hold up. If you got video, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't have video, then what can I tell you? But you can also get involved in the chat room there, too. A lot of brain surgeons in that room as well. And you can buy, see the mug? You're watching? TRS coffee mug? Yeah, you could use it because the coffee tastes so much better in it. Okay, listen. The big party, the party of acceptance, the party of the morally correct. Oh, I meant to say morally corrupt. Maybe that was why I couldn't get that up. Morally correct. That's right, the Democrats. Right? So check this out. This is how classy these people are. Can you imagine if we did this to Obama? Or as I lovingly refer to as Oblamo. The California Democrat chair starts the chant of all together now, F Donald Trump. Now the crowd, this wonderfully educated, you know, highbrow crowd of Democrats in California. Now this is at the Democrat California State Convention. Right? They all held up the middle finger, screaming F Trump in a chant. Now, isn't that great if you had little Johnny or Sally or little Muhammad with you to see what the Democrats are up to and the whole thing that's going on up there? And now you get there, and the first thing that little Johnny or Sally or Muhammad hears is F Trump. Isn't that great? That's a Democratic way, isn't it? Isn't that what our founding fathers had in mind with free speech? Isn't that exactly what they were thinking about? Let's not teach him or her how to make it better. Although there, I don't know if they use him or her in the Dem Party. Let's not teach him how to make it better. No. Let's teach him how to use foul language, disgusting language. Let's teach him how to swear at each other, swear at our president. Yeah, whether you like it or not, he's our president. But you think the classy thing to do is to flip him the bird? Yes, some of you know what that means. Right? And swear at the president. Because that proves a point exactly how. I'm curious. California Democrats had tough words for President Donald Trump in the GOP Congress on Saturday, urging their party fired-up activists to work against the 14 Republicans in the state congressional delegation. You know, these people, I was talking to somebody today in the news business who works closely with the Democrats. And what I have been saying all along is 100% right on. The Democrats believe that all Republicans are bad. Period. The Democrats in my area are so delusional that they actually believe the schools are good, the cities run well, but they have to replace the Republicans on those committees. Why? Because they're Republicans. Doesn't matter. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. I'll be back with more of this tomfoolery after the break. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank account, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir.
And I come out the same way.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Do be part of the conversation, seriously. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can buy my book. Right there, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things that you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years. But you don't have to. You just have to understand what we're saying, why we're saying it the way we're saying it. You know, it's always amazing to me how the left gets away with so much in the way of how they couch things, how they say things, how they deliver, how they present. Everything is wonderful, except when we do it. When we do it, it's a whole different animal, which is doesn't surprise me, and it doesn't even really upset me. Really what upsets me is how rank and file falls in line and says, you know, basically, so what? Our leaders say it must be true. Yeah, Jimmy Jones, you know, and his crew went down the same way, right? Look that one, Jamestown Massacre. Look it up. He was a man of God who actually convinced his people that they no longer needed the Bible and that he was the Jesus for them. And he would tell them what and how to do. They all ended up dead. And I fear in some ways, and we'll talk more about that, about my piece that I wrote this week. I fear in some ways a lot of people in the Dem Party are doing the same thing. They blindly follow their leaders. You know, the Dems, it's very hard to get the Dems to remove anybody from office of their own, to call out any of their own out, to really, 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 really chastise their own, hold their own feet to the fire. It's almost an impossibility. And if you don't believe me, you know, check it out yourself. Go check out, go do a search, see how many times that the Dems have actually nailed one of their own. Even with Wiener and all the evidence, or as somebody said to me today, lack of evidence, they still didn't do anything to him. It took forever for the Dems to start speaking out against him, telling him to step down, to get out of the way. Anyway, back to the classy Democrat Party. Here in California. It's a wonderful group of people. So the California Democrats at the state convention, even though there were kids around and, you know, at their convention, they actually started a chant, F Trump. But not just the letter, the actual whole word. So what a classy thing to do, don't you think? Now remember, this is the same party that when we simply said we didn't agree with Mr. Oblamo, we were racist. We simply didn't agree with him. We didn't say we didn't agree with his color. We didn't say we didn't agree where he grew up. Right? And we could, you could never, I'll tell you one thing about Mr. Oblamo. You could never, ever, ever, there's no evidence whatsoever to support the fact that he favored the African-American community. Guaranteed money. You can't find anywhere. I can't even find where he may even have treated him equal to the white community. If any favor at all, it was to the Muslim community. It was to refugees. That was his favor. Favoring. And you know, and what started me down this road was that how the Dems, especially California, feel that the only good legislator is a Democrat legislator. Even though we've lost 9,000 businesses in this state, even though that we've caught them red-handed stealing money, you know, our tax money, when they use it, divert it for other things. Even recently when they raise taxes, their own rank and file got mad, they don't care. And I don't know when the Dems are going to wake up and figure it out, that the party as a whole doesn't care about you. They don't hold anything you say as sacred. They don't believe that anything you say really holds any water, if you would. They have no respect for the Democrat rank and file 9-to-5 workers every day. None. Absolutely none. You don't believe me? Go ahead and call one of your legislators and see what they're willing to do for you. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. They are going after the 14 Republicans in the state congressional delegation. Because they have to wipe out they believe in a one-party system, a one-payer system. They believe in communism. They know what's better for you than anybody else. There is no room for any kind of alternate thinking. None. Absolutely none. And then, think about something. They're thinking about Senator Kamala Harris as a potential candidate for president in 2020. Right? Do you love this or what? And she's got a major list of negatives behind her, but the Dems don't count it. It doesn't matter. As long as it's a Dem and they think they might win, they're going to go for it. But they haven't figured anything out yet. We're going to talk about that in the third hour. They still have yet to figure out why they lost. They think they know, but it's based on arrogance. It's not based on fact in any way. Now, I'm sorry. They don't like him. They hate him. They don't want anything to do with the president. Good for them. Well, I didn't want anything to do with their president, but he was mine because he did get voted in. I didn't like almost anything he did. I disdained the way he put down Christians, police officers, and white people. But I never, never, never used the F word towards him. I never wanted him to die. I never wanted him to be physically hurt. So, you guys in the California Dem Party, is this really okay? Are you seriously really good with this? Because you are. It shows truly how one-sided and screwed up you are. You're not open. You don't want equality for everybody. You make the case. See, I hope you keep doing this. I hope you stay on this road. I hope you keep pounding the mantra that you're right and we're all wrong. I hope you keep going down this socialist road. I really do. Because the only socialist state in the country is going to be here in California. And you're going to keep losing businesses. You're going to keep losing employees. And you're going to be on your own. And that's okay. I guess that makes you happy. You don't really care. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. On the other side of the break, we've got Dr. Avita King's going to join us. And we're going to discuss how President Trump, yes, you know, don't you love it? I love this trip in the Middle East. And really the contrast. How much of a stark contrast between Obama and Trump. Anyway, Dr. Elvita King joins me after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Please answer the question.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, I always love it when I get guests on that can really speak to some of the issues that when I try to speak to, some of you send me those nasty emails. You know, when I talk about abortion, I'm not a woman, so I don't have a right to talk about abortion. And when I talk about black issues, I'm not black, so I can't talk about black issues. I mean, you guys are just crazy sometimes with the emails you send me. But these are all human issues. So I don't know why you have such a big problem with them. So I'd like to bring the people on, and I'd like to see you refute what they have to say. They grow up in it. They understand it. They're living it, and they're helping to fight it on a daily basis. I'm honored to have Dr. Elvita King with me. She's a Christian evangelist, a civil rights activist, also known for her creative contributions in film and music and politics. Dr. King, thank you so much for being with me today. I do appreciate your time.
Well, I am so grateful to join you and your listening audience. And you are very brave to touch on a controversial topic, but it's worthy of discussion.
Oh, I agree. And your recent article about President Trump, is protecting life, and he's not cutting funds, but he's actually diverting funds to save lives and not take lives. I was appalled to find out that we're paying for abortions in other countries, let alone paying for them here. And so what is it, President Trump, when it comes to keeping this money here and helping to save lives, I mean, this is a big deal because it's not women's health. Or it has nothing to do with women's health care to help them have an abortion, is it?
Abortion is not health care. I'm so grateful that President Trump understands that. He started during that first 100 days, his first executive order, one of his very first was to reverse the Mexico City policy of sending money into other countries to abortion providers, basically. And so he stopped that, but now he went a step further and diverted about $8.8 billion towards life-affirming programs here in the United States and abroad as well. So what he is saying to the various other departments in the United States cabinets and offices is that we are not going to support abortionists, and that's going to be a very important factor. And so we're going to hear in the next few days that President Trump is cutting programs and he's taking money from the poor and all of this. But when he deals with the life-affirming efforts that he is making, that's going to bring life back into our communities. It's going to improve the quality of life. And even cutting programs like some of the welfare and other programs is trimming the fat, diverting the money so that people can get back to work and support America with dignity. Because if we're giving people handouts and aborting our babies at these astronomical levels, then we are hurting America, and we want America to be healed. Abortion is not health care, and President Trump understands that, and he is demonstrating it in his actions.
You know, it's interesting that we're talking about this right now, because I just did numbers last week on how abortions are the highest in African-American communities. And all that means is that Planned Parenthood is targeting the African-American communities more. They've got more quote-unquote women's health clinics in the inner city and in African-American areas. And here in Los Angeles, they're making great inroads into the high schools, but not in the predominantly white areas. They're targeting black and Hispanic schools for this. Why isn't the African-American community and the Hispanic community outraged when they see that they're being targeted?
Well, Planned Parenthood and the abortion providers market has been very good. It's good marketing, very slick marketing plans. Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, it was the Birth Control League, and she changed the name to Planned Parenthood because it sounded more acceptable. And so she said that colored people are like weeds. They need to be exterminated. We don't want the word to get out, so let's cultivate some of their people. And they have been very successful. But now in the African-American community and the Latino, Hispanic community, and in the communities of America at large, people are understanding now that abortion is targeting the weak, the poor, the defenseless, and women in general. And when we know that and we understand that, then we are pushing back. There have been wonderful projects throughout the last several years, all of this decade, the first decade of the 21st century, now moving into the second. And what we are saying is abortion is not health care. Abortion kills babies. Abortion hurts and sometimes kills mothers. The numbers of women who die from abortion and abortion complications is mounting, and they're being reported now. Women, the secret used to be so shameful, women wouldn't talk about it. And so it did not appear in the medical records and all of that. But women die from abortion, babies die from abortion, disproportionate numbers of African Americans die from abortions because we have been targeted for racism and genocide. So this is something that people have not known, but as my job as Director of Civil Rights for the Unborn with Priests for Life, we inform, educate, activate, and transform the communities of America for life. And so we promote and get this information out, and people are outraged, and people are responding, and our president is hearing and is responding.
I think that's wonderful. Now, you know, stay on abortion for a second with me, if you would. One of the things I talk about a lot on the show is abortion is an issue of the heart to a big degree. You know, we need to teach our young people the value, their value, the value of them, what their value is to God, how much God loves and cares about them. And then I believe they'll start appreciating their bodies more, appreciate the unborn life that's formed inside them, whether it's done in or outside of marriage. And I just don't believe that making all these laws is going to fix this. We need to reach out to these young people and truly teach them what they're worth. Don't you think?
It's a matter of changing the hearts and also informing, educating, activating, and transforming. I, as a young woman, when I was in my early 20s, experienced abortions and a miscarriage due to the harm done to my body by the abortions. Planned Parenthood tried to convince people that Martin Luther King Jr. would have supported abortion and the harmful abortive fastest, you know, the drugs, the shots, the pills, mm-hmm. the surgical procedures that are used sometimes to keep women from even conceiving a baby and then aborting the baby if she does conceive. But it's been couched in such deception that it seemed to have been acceptable. My uncle, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., was offered the Margaret Sanger Award in 1966. He didn't accept it. His wife did, like Mrs. Barbara Bush and Mrs. Laura Bush are pro-abortion, but their husbands are pro-life. That was the same with Martin Luther King Jr. So his wife went to the ceremony, read a speech that someone else wrote. His secretary wrote the thank you letter. And my uncle, during his lifetime, said many things that are life-affirming. For example, he says the Negro cannot win if he's willing to sacrifice the futures of his children for immediate personal comfort and safety. My dad, his brother, Reverend A.D. King, my granddaddy, very pro-life. My grandfather convinced my mother not to have a DNC in 1950, which would have aborted me. And the Birth Control League, which was becoming Planned Parenthood at that time, tried to convince my mother to really abort me, but she didn't do it. So there is just so much that's required in educating people and informing people.
Yeah.
And when people begin to hear truth, like even the young people that we're discussing, the millennials, once they hear truth, you can ask them, you say a woman has a right to choose what she does with her body. The baby's not her body. Where's the lawyer for the baby? How can the dream survive if we murder the children? And the millennials will say, wait a minute, that's really a baby. Then that baby really should have a voice. That would be justice. And we're finding that the young people are responding in that manner.
Well, you know, God bless you, Doctor. I really appreciate the work you do, and I read your stuff on a regular basis. And I really appreciate the work that you and Father Frank does and the rest of them over there at Priest for Life. And we'll have you on more often. God bless and have a great night.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Yep. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you've got any comments you want to make after the break, give me a call, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You know, it's funny to hear stories like that on a regular basis. Now, you hear teachers, you hear people kind of talk sort of what went on with the King family, and I got news for you. This is living history. And she told you that Dr. Martin, yes, Dems, you better listen, Dr. Martin Luther King was not pro-abortion. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You're going to pick up the movie. It's got to be able to, and it sounded like a tape that went bad, didn't it? You're going to be able to pick up that podcast and the interview after the show. I'm all posted up on the website, the Spreaker and iHeart and all those wonderful places you can go get this. And also on GCN Live, they also put up the podcast shortly after the show. You can head over to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the polls. There's a million things you can do up on our website. Same thing with buying my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing, Bible-Thumping White Guy. All those things. You know, I should have a copy of the book around here sometime at some point in time. Now Gumby's got it. He won't let it go. Or I'd use that one. You know, we go through some of the chapters from time to time. I think you'd be surprised. And listen, the very first chapter of the book is so apropos. I thought the book would be like dead in January or February, something like that, because Obama's gone. But I deal with social issues that haven't quite gone away yet. You know, the very first chapter of the book is, you know, absolutes, absolutely not. We're not allowed to have absolutes anymore. We're not allowed to be sure of ourselves. It's really funny how the weaker ones, the I won't say the losers, but the ones that have a hard time being successful, they always felt that successful people were cocky and nasty and rude. And that wasn't the case at all. You can't be successful without being sure of yourself. You know, these kids, people, whoever, that do these extreme kind of sports, you think they would do those? Get on that bike, go down those little ridges if they thought they might? You know, I might be able to do this. I don't know. I won't know to get to the bottom. Yeah, one way or the other, you won't know to get to the bottom. I get it. But they're not going to even try it if they don't think there's a high probability that they're going to win. So, you know, don't play this game. You think the gold medalists or the people shooting for the gold and the silver and the bronze go to the Olympics, go through all that because they're not so sure they're going to win? No, not at all. Give you an example of these kind of people. In Seattle, police can no longer report suspects. No. They have to say we have a suspicious community member. So this is like the whole refugee thing. I guess if somebody comes up who doesn't belong in the neighborhood and he's casing homes, he now becomes a community member. You know, because he's in there for a little bit. These people are whacked. This is in Seattle, so this shouldn't be any surprise whatsoever. You know, I mean, it would be great if this was a joke, but not even close. You know? Now, it's in Seattle. Police no longer can use the term suspect for the use of force reports. Instead, they have to write community member. We have political correctness now at a level never seen before. Now, law enforcement are being told what to do. Now you have congressmen that are saying that ICE agents shouldn't be called police. Really? Yeah, anything outside of regular police, not even sheriffs, you know, they really want to hone it down to what they believe police, the term police, should mean and be used. They always want to control the language. They always want to control the narrative. And that's what I keep telling you, conservatives. You keep giving it up to them. Stop giving it up to them. Do not let them steal the words. Do not let them steal the meanings. Do not let them set the foundation, set the stone that everything moves forward from. Don't let them do it. You know, I was at an event last night, and I said the same thing. It's kind of like, here's how it goes. Why did it take 2 months, 2 months of protests, of what do you want to call riots, by the anti-Trumpers before, not even Trumpers, how about Americans, solid conservative Americans got out there and did an anti-protest? Why did it take so long? Did you think it was going to blow over? Anyway, talk about the inmates running the asylum. Also, Washington Department of Corrections no longer calls prisoners inmates. They now call them students. But what do we call students? When Seattle police officers write the use of force reports, they no longer call a suspect a suspect. They now call a community member. All right, they have to use that from now on. Several officers say the term is offensive, explaining that their work with violent suspects. Sources point to the suspect who shot 3 officers last month after downtown Seattle armed robbery when officers involved in the incident were writing their use of force reports. They were required to refer to the shooter, Demarius Butts, as a community member, not a suspect. Now, police fatally shot Butts. I don't even, God, I could go all over the place with that. Anyway, police fatally shot Butts after they said he shot the officers. I think this is all in an effort to make sure our report writing sounds politically correct. Of course it does. We want everything soft and nice. We don't want anybody to feel bad, not even the criminal. God. Last fall, the Washington Department of Corrections stopped calling in. I was not aware of this. This is new to me. Last fall, the Washington Department of Corrections stopped calling inmates offenders. Instead, they used the term student. Wow. Well, a lot of students are offensive, you know, in odor and dress and music they listen to. I guess that's okay. The term offender does not have a negative connotation and significantly impacts the broad group of people and communities. Are we serious? This is according to the acting Department of Corrections Secretary, Dick Morgan. And it was an internal memo because he didn't want anybody to see it. Oh, God, think about this. We're softening terms for people that are trying to kill police officers. We're softening terms for criminals. We're softening terms for thugs and rapists. We're softening terms. And I keep telling you, you have got to stop this. I have got to stop this. You have to get off your butts. You have to elect the right people in the office. You have to make sure this craziness stops. You have to make sure it stops. You can't kind of sort of make sure it stops. You have to make sure it stops. This is really, truly out of hand. What did I do with that article I just had? Oh, yeah, here you go. There's an Alabama bill that would castrate child rapists. Anybody good with that? I'd love to hear what you have to say. I'm good with that. If you've got somebody who can't keep his hands off of little kids and he's raping little children, yeah, I'm on board. No problem. You know, I do not understand. There has to be a deviance unmeasurable for a man, for an older man, to rape a young child. I mean, we've read stories on the show. We've done stories that you guys are uncomfortable with, but you need to know. You need to hear about it. We've had adult men raping four-year-old kids. I can't imagine. What kind of drug, what kind of satanic possession does it take for you to do something like that? I will never understand. Okay, let's hit the next one here. Otherwise, I'll really go down a nasty road with that one. Seattle. There's a lost cause. I'm sorry. I know we're on up in that area, but God, Seattle. Think about it. Think about all the things you guys put up with from your elected officials. Right? How many restaurants closed down, lost money, people lost jobs because you were one of the first to go to the $15 an hour, because it was such a wonderful thing. It would help families, except for those who lost their jobs and the ones that owned the restaurants when it closed down. But other than that, it helped families. No, actually, it didn't, because those restaurants, those places moved just outside of town. People even said, we've done stories around this, where they drove to the outskirts of town to save the money because the food was cheaper, because people don't go to cheap restaurants to spend more money on food. They go there just to get some filler for their kids, for their family, to have what's perceived to them as a nice night out once a week, or some once a month. And them raising the ticket price by $5 makes it impossible for them to do that. Especially when you figure, you know, you got Obamacare that they have to pay for, the penalties that they're paying for, and all of that. The higher deductibles, the higher premiums. Yeah. No problem at all. New York police commissioner refuses to march in the Puerto Rican Day Parade. Outrageous. What a racist piece of work he is. But the New York PD commissioner, James O'Neill, said Monday he won't join Mayor de Blasio in marching in Puerto Rican Day Parade next month that honors pardoned terrorist Oscar Lopez Rivera. That's right. I usually do march in most of the parades with the fraternal organizations, but I'm not going to be marching this year, said O'Neill, who referred to Lopez as a terrorist. O'Neill, however, said that he would likely be at the parade overseeing thousands of cops stationed there. Now, Rivera, 74, had his 70-year sentence commuted by, guess who, outgoing President Barack Obama. He had spent nearly 36 years in prison on conspiracy charges for his ties to the Puerto Rican national group FALN, which was responsible for more than 100 bombings in the 70s and 80s. I'm telling you guys, you're willing to pin all kinds of stuff on Trump, on hearsay and rumors, and you look at Obama's history, he loves terrorists. He just can't wait to pardon them. His pen runs out of ink while he's writing pardons for these people. Oh, Kimberly Marin joins me in the next hour. Maybe she can calm me down. Go have a drink. Heat up your coffee. Come on back. We got a lot more to talk about at the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host.